Back now to where we started today's show, with Cuba. Most Sunday nights, you can find Arturo O'Farrell and the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra on stage at Birdland in New York. That's where we found them last Sunday. Before the show, Arturo O'Farrell took a few moments to talk about Cuba. It's an emotional topic for him. His dad was Chico O'Farrell, a famous Cuban jazz composer and conductor who was born in Havana. He left before Fidel Castro's revolution, but was never able to return. Arturo says his dad never got over it.
He's one of those people that felt heartbroken that he was never able to return because of political nonsense. And so when he died, I was very, very sad, because that's the only thing that really he communicated to me. It was just incredible heartbrokenness.
Chico O'Farrell died in 2001, and Arturo has carried on his dad's legacy, both on the jazz scene and as a Cuban-American. The two converge on Arturo's latest album, Cuba. The conversation continues. It was recorded in Havana on the day President Obama announced the U.S. would begin to normalize relations with Cuba.
We didn't know. And it caught us by surprise when the announcement came that he was going to open relationships a year ago. We had no idea.
Arturo says he and his band were apprehensive when they heard the news.
Cubans are very reserved and conservative, and the overwhelming response that I had then and that I have now is, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I love that, because that's, I think, so typically Cuban. After having suffered an economic embargo, an economic blockade for so many years, and having all kinds of promises made for that moment to arrive, was really quite scary for them.
But now he says he's thrilled Obama is about to make the first presidential visit to Cuba in 88 years.
For this to happen, for this to take place next week, is beyond what I ever thought I'd see in my time.
It's not clear what all these diplomatic changes will mean for Cuba-U.S. relations, but speaking as a musician, Arturo says it will be great for musical exchanges.
Once a U.S. passport can be presented at an airline ticket counter and you just get on a plane, that'll be a miraculous moment. Once a Cuban passport can be presented at an airline ticket counter and the person can just go back and forth, it's just going to be amazingly easy to break down these walls and to see musicians of both sides experience each other.
Arturo plans to go back to Cuba very soon. He wants to pay tribute to his dad and do a concert of Chico's music. He'll also be bringing his father's cremated remains with him to bury in the National Cemetery. As for how he thinks his dad would have reacted to the changes taking place now?
I think my father would weep with joy. I think my father would be overcome with emotion. I think he'd be beyond happy. I think he'd be tremendously, tremendously touched deep inside his soul.
Before we go, here's another track from the new CD by Arturo O'Farrell and the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Carol Hills. We'll see you tomorrow.
Sabor que tienen estos bombones, a la mente y a la 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 la. Ando yo, trabajando.
PRI, Public Radio International.